Welcome to Break Time U, where we turn break time into learning time. Join us as we chat with business and lifestyle leaders as they share their essential strategies to help you succeed at work and in life. And this segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. Text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.
If you have ever had to navigate the healthcare system and your benefits and felt like this is confusing, I don't know what to do, and I may be losing money, today's podcast is for you. My name is Christy Siefkin. I am a host of the Break Time U podcast, and with our guest today, Justin Eccles, who is an expert in the benefits space, and he's going to make sure that we are not only maximizing our benefits, but taking home all the money possible, because we are leaving a lot of money on the table when it comes to benefits, Justin. Isn't that right?
For sure. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yes. And your journey into benefits is something that is quite personal. You shared with me a really moving story about your daughter and navigating healthcare and benefits. Can you share a little bit about that with our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, you bet. So it hits home, like you just said. So if I get a little, I should be fine, but emotions sometimes creep to the surface. But bottom line, I got my degree in marketing, emphasis in finance and economics. So I was going to go be a desk guy and, you know, earn this great living. And it started out that way. And we had a baby girl, and about 11 months, she had her first seizure. So I came home and she had a rough day. We take her to the hospital. They don't know what's wrong. Anyway, long story short, she's 19 now. She's been diagnosed with what's called Dravet syndrome. Mm-hmm. It is a severe form of epilepsy. It's caused mental and cognitive delays. And so she's nonverbal. We have to do all the things like dress her and feed her and bathe her. So you can imagine in your 20s, you have this young child and you're trying to go to work and your wife, and we're trying to raise this baby, and she's just not healthy. And as anyone can relate to in the health industry, you go and you try to navigate insurance and you're talking to doctors and did this get pre-authorized and did you do this and did you talk to this? And you're just like, I just need my child taken care of. That's right. All I need, you know? So you realize really quick that there's not going to be a lot of people to help you. And so what you do is you just pick up the phone and get after it. I mean, it's the same thing you do in life, right? It doesn't have to be with healthcare. It can be with anything. Right. You get after it, roll up your sleeves, and you get to the bottom. This is your child. And you have people that say wonderfully nice things like, oh, I couldn't do it. I don't know how you and your wife do it. You're so amazing. And the bottom line is you can do it, and you would do it. And
given those circumstances.
And I've never been, that's right. And I've never been that blunt to be like, oh, you're just going to suck your thumb and sit in the corner. But I know what they mean. They're being nice. But the bottom line is that's what cut my teeth in the insurance world. And if you're sitting there in school when you're 10 years old and they say, who wants to be an insurance guy?
Like, me.
That's, you know, it's not even in your top 10, your top 100. But what happened from that experience is people, friends, family would say, well, what did you do? How did you navigate this? And you say, oh, you got to do this. You got to do this. I felt like Bob on Mr. Incredible, right? When he's out, he's like, okay, take this form and call this
1-800. Yes.
And that's what you felt like. And then I saw the light bulb moment happens where I might as well do this for a living. I'm helping a lot of people. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the helping part because people, I've been in those rooms. We've been hospital 39 times. She's been life five times. That's not to be this huge sob story, but it was, things come out of,
you know, the system.
It comes out of necessity, right? Literally out of survival in some instances. So that's what we were dealing with. The next thing you know, you're in the insurance world. You start forming relationships with carriers. But the big people that we care about, and I don't care how cheesy this sounds, you can call my bluff. We've been in business a long time now. And we've been successful, I firmly believe, because we do help people. That's the MO. That's what we want to do first and foremost. And we love employers. I mean, we got to get to those business owners that get us to the employees. But the real people are the employees. Those are the end users. And that's who we got to get to. But the only way to get to them is through employers.
The employer. That is a great jumping off point for my next question for you. How often do you have employees come to you and they just say, I don't get this. This looks like gobbledygook. This seems to be intentionally confusing so that I don't even know what my benefits are, what I do as a next step. Is there any shame or embarrassment that people express around not understanding it? Because I frankly have been in that place of reading it and saying, what are they getting at here? Are they trying to get me to not use my benefits?
Right. Well, to your point about being embarrassment and shame, right? And are they trying? That's what the insurance company wants. They don't want you to use it as much as possible, but they're there to protect. But that question about are they embarrassed, it always makes me laugh. I'm like, sorry, Justin, I hate to bother you.
Right.
And I do say this to my clients, and it is to the employees, because I do want them to call, because the HR person sometimes doesn't know. So they come directly to us. And I say, would you call a plumber and apologize for your leaky faucet?
Great point.
I say that to them directly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, would you apologize to an electrician? Because they're like, I can't, my light switch doesn't work. I'm all, this is my job.
Right.
So I'm like, they're like, I'm sorry to bother you. I know your time's valuable. I'm like, this is what I do. I know it's boring, but I don't mind. This is what I want to do. This is what I am totally here for. And it always does give me a slight chuckle, because they're like, well, I'm sorry to bother you. And they are. They're embarrassed because they feel... Like they should know
this. I should understand this, right?
But if you've been in the insurance world long enough, to your point, is it deliberate? We could have a whole nother podcast on that.
We just may have to.
But the point is yeah, it's confusing. And that is our job. We want to alleviate that stress. We want to simplify. So it's not embarrassing at all, but we prefer it. That is why we go into business owners and we say, let us be your mini HR department. Mm-hmm. Let us answer those questions, because you have a company to run. You have personnel to run. Let us be that expert so that they can just call us directly. And there's nothing embarrassing about it. It's just hard.
Yeah. But that's fantastic that you obviously have a passion for it, a genuine enthusiasm for it. And so let's get into some of the nitty gritty. How can I be saving money as an employee? What are some ways that I might be missing opportunities to either get paid mm-hmm. for checking out my own health
right.
or for being selective with the elements of my policy that I use? Can you give us some actionable advice there?
For sure. So the big thing that people don't take advantage of, so when the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. so if I use jargon, it makes sense to me.
And yeah,
I
always we tell, got you ACA,
I say,
Affordable Care.
Slow me down if I go too fast, because this is what I do. But the Affordable Care Act, it wasn't all bad. You know, everyone's like, oh, this is horrible. There's plenty of wonderful things in there. And I'm a glass half full kind of guy. You have to be. Life's going to throw a lot at you. So glass half full, they threw in free preventative. What does that mean? Physicals, mammograms, well woman exams, cancer screenings. All of those things are free.
Regardless of what policy you have.
Yes. And that was one of the ACA things that was in that bill. And that is huge. Now, why do we not go? Because we hate the doctor.
Yes.
And nothing's wrong with me. And so... But by doing that, number one, that will keep the cost of your insurance down, because simply you'll be in better health. They might catch things early. You don't have to have that surgery. You don't have to hit your deductible. That's huge. Deductibles are huge. And so if you don't ever have to hit that because you catch something early, do your preventative. The other thing we like to do is a little hybrid where we throw supplemental underneath because deductibles are going up, and we can get into that later. There's a whole lot of moving pieces, but believe it or not, in supplemental policies, those policies pay you directly. You can put money in your pocket. So you get a free doctor visit, you're in good health, and then we send you a check and say, way to go, you know, like good for you. And so there's so many things. The biggest thing, though, is staying on top of your health. But the way I was brought up, I don't know how other people were brought up, you just rub dirt on it. Just deal with
You'll
it.
Be fine. It'll go away with enough time.
And the next thing you know, you're like, okay, I'm not fine. I'm not okay. And that's, you know, we talked about my daughter earlier. Things happen and life changes that fast. And so deal with it up front.
Yes.
Be proactive. Don't sit and wait and be reactionary. That's what we want people to understand. That's the education process of your health benefits.
And you had shared something with me before our recording today about actually being paid if you go in and get your physical. Talk to us more about that.
So that's a supplemental policy. So the biggest fish or the biggest name in supplemental world is an Aflac, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do individual policies, and now there's group policies. I like group a whole lot better, simply from my personal experience, because my daughter has pre-existing conditions.
Sure.
Individual will nullify that. And so we want to go group. What that does is we get rid of those pre-existing conditions. So if you have that, we're going to cover you still, even if you are a cancer survivor. Even if you're a diabetic, any of those sorts of things that may happen to you, we're going to cover you. But we want you to go get those preventative screenings, right?
Yes.
Because they don't want to pay those big claims. They want you in good health. But here's the other kicker. We go to every training. Again, we're the experts. This is our job. It's boring. I get it. But we go and we do this, and they say, make sure they do preventative. Make sure they do preventative.
Yeah.
We want to send them a check. And every screening is $50. So, and you got a family.
$50 paid to you.
To you.
Yes.
Yeah, to spend however you desire, right? And if you got a whole herd of kids like I do, I got four. So It's awesome.
The that adds, that
we love
up.
It. It's so great. It's awesome. Right? So, and then we got the four kids, but you're taking them and getting physicals for sports. And, you know, your wife's getting her screenings.
Yes.
You're getting your screenings. I'm 45 now. I got to go do those awful screenings we don't want to do. But you get that money. You get to go spend it on a nice dinner, whatever, anything at the house, that sort of thing. But the thing that it builds more than anything is the trust. You now trust that insurance company to come through. When there is a big claim, I'll get a bigger check. So supplemental benefits pay you directly. Use it however you wish. And hopefully I tell this to every client, I hope I only pay you for preventative.
Right.
I don't want to pay you for the
big
one.
We hope we never see you on the opposite end of things.
Because there's big checks you can get, but those are linked to big catastrophic events. So.
As we're talking about supplemental policies, Justin, explain to us why this is more of a necessary than a nice to have with the current state of benefits.
Yeah. And so that's a perfect point. I'm glad you brought that up, Christy, because 20 years ago, medical, of all the insurances I do, medical is the most important. I hope people understand that. But intuitively, our deductibles, out-of-pocket maxes going up, going down. They're going up.
Yep, absolutely.
And insurance companies are going to pass that down to the end user because they have profit margins. It's still a business. I get all of that. So self-serving, I get it. But that's why you need a guy. And I don't care, even if it's not me, get a guy that knows insurance.
Yes, somebody who's their specialty.
Somebody.
Yes.
Because that is what can save you thousands upon thousands. And so that supplemental need where it was nice, like you said, nice little fringe benefit.
Yep.
But most people don't have $5,000 laying around, $7,000. Those are your average deductibles. Some are as high as $8,000, $9,000. You're talking about a family of two kids and your paycheck
to
paycheck.
Your emergency fund is wiped out if you even had one.
Right. If you even had one. And so what are these supplementals going to run me? $20, $30 a paycheck? I can't afford that, Christy.
I won't name names of coffee shops, but you can spend that really quickly
going for your morning Starbucks coffee. You're going to hit it literally on your way to work with the things that will kill you, right?
Yes.
Which is the funny part. And I do the same thing. I'm guilty, so I'm not, no judgment. Nothing wrong with that. But when we say we can't afford it, it is something, and you'll be so glad you have it. The last thing, if you don't believe me, you ever seen a GoFundMe account?
Yes, all the time.
They had medical insurance,
but
they need help. They need help with those day-to-day expenses.
You are a wealth of knowledge, Justin. If people want to reach out to you are.
Right.
You truly are.
Yeah.
And your entire team, because it's not just you.
Right.
You're in multiple states. You are there to support, educate people. If people want to reach you at Vector ES, what's the best way to do that?
So home office. So we have plenty of admins, a lot of support. We got big over the years. It's incredibly humbling, but there are people there to help you. That is their whole job. 928-428-0860. So 928-428-0860, or they can just go to our website, VESbenefits.com.
VESbenefits.com.
Yes.
Justin, thank you for your time today.
You.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for making Break Time You a part of your day. Hit subscribe for more bite-sized wisdom and keep cultivating a stronger you. This segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. And don't forget to text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death Swag.